This morning we come to the last session that we're going to have together on morning watch. Tomorrow, of course, we have the last day, but the schedule is a little different. And so tomorrow you get to begin your life of morning watch. We always like to use these morning times not to urge you to have a morning watch, but mostly to help perfect you in how to have a time with the Lord. This whole series is a time with the Lord. And so we'd like to continue that kind of fellowship that's very practical and hopefully very experiential. This morning we have only the students here, and that is wonderful because you are our target audience. All right? I love this hymn, Pray to Fellowship with Jesus. When we hear the word pray, we often think of many different kinds of ways to pray. We think of it as a work. We think of it as an effort. We may think of it as a prayer meeting. But in the context that we're using this morning and during this series this week, prayer is for fellowship. Prayer is to contact the Lord. It's not work. It's not an effort. It's a conversation. It's an intimate fellowship. It's a loving, sweet interaction with our lovely and dear Lord Jesus. We've emphasized so far this week that we need a specific time. Young people, set a time. Every day, the same time. This is so important. We also said you need to have a set place. This is also crucial. That place becomes the throne of grace to you. It becomes the Holy of Holies to you. You should practice to pray in the shower. Every time you get in the shower, you begin to sing or call on the Lord, and it becomes a sanctuary to you. And that is a marvelous way to fellowship with the Lord. This morning, however, you know, I was being that this was the last day, and I'm really trying to see how much we should try to impress you with this morning. I really kind of have narrowed it down to just one area. And, Lord Jesus, what I'd like to open up this morning is that all our experiences of Christ, our experiences of taking the cross, our growth in life, all issue out of fellowship. We have to master this. We have to learn this. You might think taking the cross is a bad thing that happens to you. The police pulls you over and issues you a citation because you were speeding, and you think that's the cross. You think that not getting into your college of choice is the cross. No, the cross is something that you pick up in fellowship with the Lord. It's when that experience, that situation is brought back to the Lord in fellowship and in submission and openness to Him, we receive it from Him, then it becomes the cross. The cross is not just suffering. The cross is contacting the Lord and fellowshipping with the Lord in our suffering. We also stress that every morning we need to contact the Lord in the Word. You know, these two matters, prayer and the Word, are the secrets of fellowship. We're so burdened that the young people in the Lord's recovery would learn and enjoy pray reading. Pray reading is not a form. We pray read in a particular way in the big meetings, in the corporate meetings. We'll pray read by standing up and declaring or by shouting out. But when you're by yourself, let me give you a little artistic liberty. When you're by yourself, you have to invent your own style. Prayer reading is nothing more than just turning the words of the Bible into a personal prayer. On your sheet, page 11, Time with the Lord, day 5, John 4:24, first verse. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness. Just use those words. God is. Oh, God is. Lord Jesus, you are. God is. Oh, hallelujah. My professors try to teach me that God is not, but the Bible says God is. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for being, for just being, for God. God. Oh, God. You see, any style, any way, broken sentences, abrupt utterances, God, God, God. That's prayer reading. God is spirit. Spirit. Lord, I can't see you. I can't feel you. Lord, I can't smell you. But God is. God is. And God is spirit. Now, you're not going to be shouting. Maybe you will. That would be okay. Like I said, invent your own way. And those, oh, Lord Jesus. You see, every verse in the Bible, not just the juicy ones, not just the good ones, you can use those words, which are God-breathed, and you breathe them back to the Lord. This is the first thing that I just wanted to finally, conclusively impress you with in your personal prayer reading. Foster a taste. Enjoy this. Contact the Lord and let the Lord speak to you and shine on you and enlighten you, touch you through your unorthodox prayer reading. And this will become, like Jeremiah said, the joy, the rejoicing of your heart. You don't know how many times these words will come back to you at critical moments. They've been eaten, digested, and assimilated by you, and they become your very constitution. Second thing I'd like to impress you with this morning is this, is that while we're in fellowship with the Lord, and I hope this week that there's been a lot of fellowship. I expect there's been a lot of fellowship with the Lord this week. Silent, struggling maybe, internal, hard to put into words. You know, a lot of our fellowship with the Lord is very difficult to put into words. Sometimes we don't even know what to say. We just say, Lord, Lord. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Lord, what am I going to do? You know, that's fellowship. You see, one of the lines in this hymn that we just sang was genuine, genuine. When we're fellowshipping with the Lord, we have to be like a child. You know, a child doesn't compose anything. They just say, I'm hungry. Or they'll come in and cry. They just cry. What's wrong, honey? What's wrong? I don't know. I'm just sad. That's how you fellowship with the Lord. Say, Lord, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's wrong. I'm stressed. Oh, Lord, I'm so stressed. I got a final today. I'm so worried I might not get that grade. Oh, I need that grade. Lord Jesus, that's to fellowship. You have to learn how to fellowship in the most genuine way, being brutally honest, angry. Oh, I'm so mad. Lord Jesus, that brother, what did he say? Oh, that makes me so mad. Fellowship. You didn't know, you think, oh, Lord Jesus, I worship, O Holy One, the highest in the heaven. I have these kind of bitter feelings in my heart, and I'm not so happy about that. I'm not sure if I should or not. Don't compose prayers. That's terrible. Don't talk to him like that. He's not happy with that. He wants you to go, I'm mad. I'm angry. I'm stressed. Sometimes, well, just a little testimony. For decades now, I begin my day with a walk. I figured it's probably good for my heart, you know, to, they think I should do yoga or something to calm my heart down. I said, no, don't tell me about yoga. I know how to find peace. I walk, I call on the Lord, and I talk. I talk to him. Every day we need this. We need this. We have to be genuine. And I expect this week that I'm not targeting, but I expect this week that there's a lot of turmoil going on in this room. Turmoil. The Lord is calling you. He's calling you to be today's age turner. And you've got that mountain. It's a relationship. It's that boyfriend. It's that girlfriend. It's that ambition. It's that plan. And the Lord is asking you, will you be today's living overcomers? And you go, yes, I want to. And now you're trying to figure out how you can work that relationship into being an age turner. You don't know how to fit the two together, and you're struggling. There's a struggle. Oh, young people, I know this struggle. Talk to the Lord. Talk to him. Converse with him. Open this up. Lord, I open this up. And you know what? In your conversations with him, you have to say, Lord, you win. You win. I surrender. I give up. Learn how to talk to him about these things. I let it go. I let it go. I drop it. I drop it. Help me drop it. I don't think I can drop it. I don't know what I'm going to do. I know as soon as I get home, it'll all be there. It'll all come back. Please. I say that a lot to the Lord. I'm trying to be polite. Please, Lord, help me. I don't know how to deal with this. It's too hard. It's too hard. Learning to fellowship with the Lord is learning how to have these kinds of transactions with him. And they happen not in a meeting, in excitement. They happen in the quiet, personal, private times. Laying in bed, late at night or early in the morning. You have to say, Lord, I surrender all. Now you work it out. You work it out. I'm trying to make this work. I'm trying to fit this relationship into the center of God's move. And it just, like a square peg into a round hole, it just won't, it's not going to work. That girl, she's an unbeliever, but I like her a lot. Maybe I've fallen in love. Maybe I've gone a little too far. So as we're dealing with him, we also have to confess. As we're opening these things up, light will shine. Light will shine. We'll feel, oh, so sinful, so wrong, so fleshly. Please forgive me. Cleanse me in your precious blood. This fellowship is maintained by the blood of the Lord Jesus. So all of our dealing with him, come out of these conversations with him. to share something kind of personal. Standing up here, not easy. So self-conscious. Always wondering, what are the brothers going to think? Will they appreciate what I'm going to say? Will they shake their head and call on the Lord, Lord Jesus? It's full of self-consciousness. You might have that experience when you're prophesying. Or what might scare you from coming up to the mic? I talk to the Lord, I can't tell you, thousands of times about my self-consciousness. Lord, I'm not here for myself. I'm not here to please the brothers. I'm not here to make a name. I'm not here to be something. These are hundreds of conversations on this matter. And then after I was done, I'd worry. Oh, Lord, I forgot that. I didn't do that. Talk to the Lord. My face, my image, my name, my... How about unforgiven offenses? How about somebody, some serving one, maybe an elder, said something to you that was harsh, that was a little rough, hard to take? And now there's some bitterness. And every time you see that, brother, it's like, you know that, right? We have to learn how to open up. This is the last point I just would like to stress, is learning how to open up everything. This is the chief point, opening up your heart, open up your mind, open up your feelings. You say, well, I don't know how to do that. You just say, well, just say it. Lord, I open up my mind. I don't want to think this anymore. I don't want to remember this anymore. I open up my memories to you because these memories are too terrible. I want you to come into these memories right now and mingle yourself with them. Add divinity into that humanity to make my memory Christ. Come into my heart. Come into my emotion. My emotion is wild. It's so easy to weep. So up and down, all over the place. Lord, make your home in my emotion. I open this part of my being to you. And then we need to go a little deeper. Lord, I open up that unforgiven offense, that hurt. You go, wait a minute, don't open that. I want to be mad still. I want to hold on to that for a little longer. Not, I'm waiting until he says he's sorry. Of course, he's just having a great time enjoying the Lord, and he doesn't even know he offended you. But we need to learn how to open. Lord, I open up that pocket of hurt. I really open it. Do you know what? That is to practice God's economy. God is a dispensing God. And he loves to dispense himself into vessels. And our heart is one of those vessels that he wants to occupy. Open up that relationship. Open up your goals, your future. Lord, I give you my future. I open up my future. I have my plans. I have my dreams. But I open them up to you. I open up my hopes. My dreams, my plans. This is definite, Lord. I'm definitely opening this up to you. This is not a wish. I wish I could open. No, I say it. Lord, I open. I can tell you, saints, maybe the first 10 minutes of every time with the Lord is this kind of opening. We have problems with our families, family problems with our parents, or later on, when you're like me, it's your children, maybe your spouse. Oh, we need to learn how to open, and then we need to learn how to have transactions, dealings with him. You have that besetting sin, that mistake, that
reoccurs. Open it. Open it.
Don't make up your mind to change it. Don't try to overcome it by sheer willpower. But rather, open it. Lord, I open. Lord, I open. And let the Lord win. Let Him win. Surrender. Well, my time is over. I hope this morning, as you go out in the next 15 minutes, that you'll practice this. And that every day, for the rest of your life, you'll practice this. This is the only way. This is how you solve all of your problems. All of your problems can be solved this way. Don't think I'm overstating the case. I'm not. So take the verses this morning. Take any verses. Or just talk. Just converse. Talk to Him about what's the turmoil that's going on within your being. Deal with Him. Okay?